Director. Oh, please be seated. Now, for today, Mr. Dankenbrink asked me to give a rebuttal to the man who opposed the article that we had written here. And this is a rebuttal to the naysayers that are detracting from the prophecy flash's announcement of the 21st anniversary of God's activation of Triumph Prophetic Ministries. So, we are going to give you a title for this, and this is called Cleansing the House of the Lord. That's in 2 Chronicles 29:15. So that's what this title is for you, Cleansing the House. And the topics on this is to teach the statutes of God so that you may walk in them. Psalm 119:12. And from PPM, we're teaching the statutes of God versus all of the other churches, saying, I'm not going to follow your holy day calendar, Father. I'm going to change your statutes. So we are rebuilding the gates, restoring the gospel, and man has taken away the gospel. And this is the rebuttal to the man who was saying that we've gone too far. Well, I've got the answer for him. Too far? Gone too far? You haven't seen anything yet. Just watch how far you'll go. We'll go. Just watch us. You'll see how far we'll go. We're rebuilding the gates, and the Lord is with us. And Jesus is not just your Savior, he's also your shepherd. And if he's your shepherd, you will follow and live the way he did, by his holy days, by his calendar. And this is the way to walk. Walk ye in it, Isaiah 30:21. If you are God's sheep, and you follow the shepherd, and you hear God's Bible, and follow it the way it's written, without any changes or deletions. So to this man and any detractors, gone too far? You just watch us. You'll see how far we'll go. And get out of the way, or you'll be sliced in half by God's two-edged sword, by the Word of God and his calendar, and God's affirmations that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, our commitment is to guide God's people along a path to the kingdom of God, and not let any man interfere with our mission. And we are pointing you to the kingdom via Triumph Pro. This naysayer, man, is a wolf dressed up as a sheep. You have to strike down wolves who say this is not necessarily God's work. You know, I stated in my feast sermon, the gates of hell shall not prevail against Triumph Prophetic Ministries, Matthew 16:18. And what are the gates of hell? Gates lead somewhere. Gates take you somewhere. And all churches that are not following God's word as written in the Bible, if they know better, are leading their members straight into hell by causing the members to work on God's holy days. Now that's how serious this is. So if you see a wolf around that is trying to knock Triumph Pro, watch out, because your salvation is at stake. Now, if we look into the Bible, what it says in Psalm 119, it says that we pray the Psalms, Lord, point us towards your principles. Psalm 119:33, point us to your ways. And in verse 34, I shall keep your law, indeed I shall observe it with my whole heart. And then in Psalm 119:26, teach me, O Lord. Now it says something more in that psalm. And it basically, here David uses the word lamad, which means to goad. A goad is a pointed stick used by farmers to prod a stubborn animal to move. Now when some of these other churches of God become comfortable in their wrong ways and have no desire to grow in Christ, and learn more of his principles, of the rediscovered truth that Mr. Dankenbrink and Triumph Froese discovered, we have to use a goad on them. It's that simple. When I was running a certain company way back 40 years ago, if we didn't get complaints from people in the public, I, as the manager, executive, knew we weren't pushing hard enough. No complaints means nobody ever knows you're even out there. They dismiss you. But start pushing your message, now we get some action. Now we get some progress. So yes, goad is a stick that David is mentioning that he's using. A goad is a pointed stick used by farmers to prod a stubborn animal, ergo church, other churches of God, to move. And when they've become comfortable Christians and have no desire to grow in Christ and learn his principles, well, they have to be goaded with the stick. So blessed is the man whom thou dost chasten, O Lord, and dost teach out of thy law. Psalm 94:12. And chastening is associated with discipline. And you know that Deuteronomy 8:5 reads, you should know in your heart that the man chastens his son till the Lord chastens you. And it can't help it that it's written in the Bible and none of the other churches of God are following God's calendar. They're not following the clear evidence that the Passover, Jesus' crucifixion, occurred on Thursday morning. Because the trial, he was sentenced at 12 noon on Wednesday, and that's clearly stated in John 19:14, and he was crucified at 9 a.m. That's in Mark 15:25. So it's plain, he was crucified Thursday morning, but the churches of God won't change. So we have to step it up a notch and goad them, prod them, lay it down, run our flag up the flagpole and say, here's the truth. What are you going to do with Mark 15? Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m. What are you going to do with John 19? Sentenced at 12 noon. You can't be crucified before you're sentenced. So we've got to go then. And regarding the calendar, the law is a whole and nothing, not a thing is to be added or taken from it. Deuteronomy 12:22. And if anybody changes one command of the Bible, he is cursed. So God does pronounce curses on people who change his word. And if you want to know where the holy days are for following the new moons, go to Genesis 1:14. And that tells you that lights will mark festivals. Lights will mark festivals. There's no doubt about that. That's what Genesis 1:14 says. So, how possibly can all these churches of God be used by God if they're not even getting the first chapter of the Bible right? If they can't get past the first chapter, how can God possibly use them? Well, God is guiding TPM, and the proof here is in our actions. We've got Genesis 1:14 right, and that's important. And there are scriptures to back this up, to worship in the new moon, Ezekiel 46:3. And from one new moon to another shall all flesh worship me, Isaiah 66:23. Blow the trumpet in the new moon, our feast days, Psalm 81:3. And the saints keep the commandments of God, Revelation 14:12. Now, the Bible states that God created the moon, Moedim, for appointed times, Psalm 104:19. It clearly states that for appointed times. He created the moon for Moedim, which means appointed times, Psalm 104:19. So how can all these congregations go against God's word? Well, they need to be prodded, and that's us. This is the replacement Church of God, because the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Who else is doing the work to correct the doctrines and put the rediscovered truth out? And God goes even further than we've gone. We've never said to the other congregations that your new moons we hate. But God says to them, your new moons, your calendar, I hate. Isaiah 1:14. So we must return to God's sacred calendar, God's modem, exact appointed times, exactly his way, his new moon. Not because we're trying to earn salvation, because we love God. We love him as our Father, and we do what the Father does. And we do not want to go against the Bible. And if that makes us in a position where we have to lead the congregations, so be it. We're going to lead the congregations. And if you think we've gone too far to that gentleman, how would you like to be hit by a flamethrower from whoever the two witnesses are going to be, as fire proceeds from their mouths and kills people that try to hurt them? How would you like to shut the heavens so that no rain falls? Have we gone too far yet? How would you like to turn the seas and lakes and rivers into blood? Have we gone too far yet? How would you like to strike the earth with plagues? You'll see how far God will go. And he won't use any churches that are disobeying his Bible. He can't even get past the first chapter of Genesis 1:14 that new moons will mark holy days. And that's clearly said. So how can God be using all the other churches of God if they are deliberately disobeying God's word? He can't get past the first chapter of the Bible and can't understand how Jesus was crucified on Thursday because he couldn't have been crucified on Wednesday if he wasn't even tried yet till 12 noon. So ironically, I'll give you some scriptures here of what are very important of what this day represents of August the 2nd. And again, it falls in. This is what's read in every synagogue today, written, 2,000 years ago. But stand back, get out of the way. Because today's reading, Numbers 33:1, it's basically saying, you will be cut to pieces. And that's by the sword of TPM Ministries, because nobody else is raising the sword except us. And then it goes on to say, in Numbers 36:13, we are at Jericho. This is what's read today in all of the synagogues. Well, if we're at Jericho and they're reading it in all the synagogues today, August the 2nd, we will bring down the walls of Jericho, the walls of a false system. And then it goes on. The other reading for today in every Jewish synagogue is Jeremiah 2 and 4 to 28. In verse 19, it said that backsliders, we rebuke you. You have forsaken the Lord your God. Now, a Lord is someone who has rulership over you. And instead, you have forsaken the Lord's rulership over you. We say that to all of the churches of God that are not following Genesis 1:14, that are not following the correct days of God's Son's crucifixion. What disrespect. And what disrespect to work on God's holy days, to change the times of God. And Jeremiah 2:23, how can you say you are not polluted? Well, it also goes into the New Testament. And it says in James 4, which is also read by the New Testament Jews today on every Sabbath. And it basically says that there is only one lawgiver. Only one in verse 12. Not Hillel 2 saying he's going to average God's laws. The point is here that Mr. Dankenbrink is the leader, and he's not at fault for my starting this war, but we're going to finish this war, and we are not going to back up. We are going to stand up for God and God's ways. And if the other churches say we've gone too far, I'll give them too far. We are going to stop the rain on the earth if God chooses this church as witnesses. We are going to put plagues on the earth until people start following his Bible. And if you and that gentleman who's going against us is a sheep in, well, a wolf in sheep's clothing, get out of the way. Get out of the way or you're going to be run over, sliced in half. And do not think for a second that the two witnesses will come out of some dumb church of God that can't even get God's first chapter of the Bible right. They won't. The witnesses are not going to come out of any church that does not live by every word of God. And today, only Triumph Prophetic Ministries is living by the rediscovered truth, and the other churches saying they will not keep the words of the Bible and finding all kinds of excuses. Triumph Prophetic Ministries is guarding. Oh, Mr. President. Oh, Mr. Dankenbrink. Guard! Guard what was committed to your trust. Because some by babbling have strayed from the faith. Matthew 5:18, not one jot or tittle is going to depart. And if you go to Revelation, you'll see that outside are the dogs and the sorcerers or whoever practices a lie such as working on God's holy days when you should know you should follow God's new moon, because it said not one jot or tittle will depart from the word of God. This work is being guided by the living God. And the only church of God that doesn't work on God's holy days because we're following the right calendar that's written clearly in the Bible. This is the reality of what will occur. And I've got a message here of this reality. I want you to think of this world as a village. Think of this whole world, this whole planet as a village with one church. That is what the Bible says. One faith, one church, one baptism. Not many churches. Think of the world as a village. There is only one church. And all churches that do not follow the Bible and say they are churches of God are deceived or outright liars. So they are saying that they are following the Bible and they are going to lead you to the kingdom of heaven. Well, they won't, because they'll lead you straight into hell, because the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. So what are the gates of hell? Gates of hell lead somewhere. Gates lead somewhere. And gates will lead you to the road to disaster if you go down the wrong gate. So, of course, stay with Triumph Prophetic Ministries. And if we find anything that is not in the Bible or anything that we need to correct, we will correct it. And we'll keep on correcting it. And we'll move forward. God doesn't back up. God doesn't let a naysayer tell him what to do. He, by the power of God, will show us what to do. And we vowed to follow God. And all you people that are baptized, you vowed to follow God when you were baptized, and you did not vow to follow anyone else or hell, too, or any other false doctrine. So watch out. You'll be cut by the two-edged sword, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it will cut you to pieces because you vowed. You vowed you would follow God, and now you're saying that you won't if you're staying in the other churches. So don't stand in the hallway or block up the door. I say that to the man who wrote the letter criticizing Triumph Pro. Get out of the way. Get out of the way of God's word or you'll be chopped up and sliced like a two-edged sword. And that is the truth. Because all of us who are following God are married to Christ. And we're not going to let anyone or anything change the Bible's words. And if they try, stand back and get out of the way, because you will be cut to pieces in defense of God's word. And TPM is not going to back off. And there's a battle outside and it's raging. It's a spiritual battle. There's a spiritual battle. And in 2010, it will really come across. Point is now, from a kind note, you love God enough to follow his ways and days? Or do you want to strike down your father's days and throw them in the trash and change your father's ways and expect to be in the kingdom of God? Cursed is he who changes one jot or tittle of the Bible. So in conclusion, gone too far? I'll give you too far. Just
watch out for. We'll go watch. And we'll even go further to defend God's word. And that means lights will mark festivals. And we will blow the shofar on God's holy days. We will wave the lulavs. And Christ was crucified on Thursday because that's what the Bible says. And we will count the Omer and examine ourselves for 49 days that no other church is following. So, if it quacks like a duck, has spiritual feathers all around, it's a duck. If it looks like a duck because it's following God's word and is set apart from 1 year to the exact day that Mr. Armstrong died after 1 year of mourning for the fallen leader, and if it's saying, let my people go from false teachings, who else is saying, let my people go from false teachings? Only Triumph Pro. Gone too far? Just watch us how far we'll go and how far God will bless us. So on that note, I would like to say that this was given in kindness and love, but we are not backing up, and we are telling everyone, get out of the way, get out of the hallway, quit blocking up the teachings. They are villains, Bible criminals that steal and change the Bible. They're just like a thief. And they chop up the Bible like a car thief and chop it up and resell it parts their own way. And it's chaos with 25 Church of God splinter groups. I wasn't going to say this part, but it is. Chaos with all the Church of God splinter groups. And God will kill those who oppose him, who disobey his Bible. That's clearly said in Revelations, that only the righteous will inherit the earth. So we're here to say we're reestablishing God's truth. And God sent us to call back people to the living scriptures and to live by every word of God and not to follow any of the other churches of God into error. And that we must stay faithful to the first century doctrines, stay faithful to God, and not faithful to any other man. And by the grace of God, we'll prevail.